Welcome to Yacht Crew Vlogs, where we tell the stories of those in the yachting industry. A behind-the-scenes look that discovers the individuals in the industry, their history, their passions, and what inspires them to do what they do. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest. She is the author of Behind Ocean Lines and an ex-chef on Super Yachts, Melanie White. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. It's really exciting to speak to you.
I guess it doesn't make you an ex-chef. You're still a chef. You just don't happen to be on the Super Yacht.
Yeah, I still cook. I definitely cook for me and my son. under the microscope of the rich anymore.
Tell me about Behind Ocean Lines. Now, you were 5 years in your 20s as a super yacht chef. You traveled the world. You did everything that most people that get into yachting sort of dream of doing. And then you came on shore. And this story is pretty much an autobiography, is it not?
Yeah, it's definitely a memoir. It spans the first 18 months or 2 years of my career and is definitely the start where I'm trying to find my feet. I'm trying to work out all of the unbelievable amount of jobs that you have to do on a boat, where you stand within your peers, with guests, just getting used to a different way of life. So it really tries to show the time of that beginning point. And I wrote it at the time when I was still working. I started writing and then I found that I was actually uncovering a healing process, really, of what had happened in those first 18 months. And I definitely had a big decline in my mental well-being. And at one point I was very depressed and experienced suicidal ideation. And it was this area of life in my brain that I had never stepped into before. And I managed to crawl my way back from it, have a really good career. But in the writing process, I was able to uncover, okay, what really happened to me? And it was only in that writing process I realized, actually, when I mentioned the story to other people, I wasn't the only one. And it was when other people were saying, well, I've felt like that at sea before. And then when I really uncovered, when I started working in the shipping industry, what's really going on with seafarers, with the levels of isolation and the high workload and pressure, that I really wasn't on my own. There was loads of people going through the same thing. And so I thought, well, why on earth is this not out there? It is here and there, but I thought this book is actually the perfect opportunity to say, okay, well, this is what happened to me. And if you're going through it, you're not alone.
The world looks at super yachts and yachts and it's a glamorous existence, or it seems so. There's such a thing as cabin fever. And I don't think people see that. You know, when we talk about cabin fever, we think about somebody up in the middle of, for example, Canada on a mountain in a tiny little cabin stuck there forever, not on a beautiful super yacht in the middle of the ocean. But it's a similar concept, isn't it? That may be beautiful, it may have all the amenities, but you're still stuck in a small place with a certain amount of people, unending.
Absolutely. And I think this is where it becomes your home. It can be your home or it can be a prison. And actually the way in which you can find your feet in yachting is that it really needs to become your home. And when it doesn't work is when you've got all of the recipe for a bad time, which is, you know, lack of sleep, perhaps. You know, your nutrition isn't where it needs to be. You might be around very difficult individuals. And if you are in that position, when you don't have active support, maybe from being able to go home or see people that you know really well, with the absence of that, you can really quickly spiral. And so in many ways, it's amazing that people go into the industry because it's a huge risk. It's fantastic when it goes right, and it can be really, really difficult when it goes wrong. And I think that was, you know, again, the driving force of trying to make sure the story was out there, because I want people to go into the industry excited, but also with their eyes wide open. And I think the book does do that. It shows all the highs as well. There are highs, and, you know, that's what makes the industry so great. But you know, to be aware of the lows and actually to actually understand yourself and understand when, if you're creeping into huge spaces where there's a lack of autonomy, that you don't lose yourself in that process. And that's, it's hard to do, especially if there is, you know, you need to fit in. It's the campfire mentality, you know, if you're out there in the cold, you don't survive. You need to be able to sit around the campfire. And what happens if you're sitting around the campfire and you don't align with anyone there? That's difficult.
As you were writing this book, because it was just released 2022 August, correct?
October, so it's really new.
Yeah, oh, 11th wow.
October on World Mental Health Day. Yeah, so very, very.
You also founded, or co-founded, sorry, in 2020, Seize the Mind. Now, what I found interesting about Seize the Mind is that it's all about creating mentally healthy crew, yes, but the mental health first aid, I've never seen it referred to as that. And it just makes so much sense because everywhere you go, it doesn't matter whether it's on land, whether it's on the water, everyone has a first aid kit. I mean, that's the basics of even opening a business, is you have to have a first aid kit. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so it's really set up on the premise of an organization. They've been running this for quite a few years. It started in Australia. It's recognized in many countries worldwide, and it's been put into lots of companies and businesses on land, but there was nothing at sea. And so a friend of mine, Emma, we both saw this absence and also this kind of experience we both had where we'd had declines in our mental well-being during our careers, where we thought, okay, well, let's try and create something that says people have the tools. And so there's a few levels, really. There's a kind of a half day, I say kind of too much. So there's a few levels. There's a half day awareness course, and that really gets the individual to understand what's going on in them. It does a big overarching kind of look at a lot of things that are common on board, anxiety or depression or eating disorders or alcoholism, but in a very light way. And then it looks at the individual. Okay, what are you going to do to keep yourself mentally healthy? And then the two-day course, it looks a bit more at the minutiae. So it goes a bit more into, okay, what happens when something's going on board and you flag that somebody's not okay, or you can notice somebody's acting out of character, or they've drastically started losing weight, or maybe they've drastically put on weight and it's unusual for them to be like that. Or really trying to notice the signs and symptoms and putting yourself in a position where you can support. And it also looks into, you know, suicidal ideation and those concepts and those things that are very hard to talk about. And then it equips that person with being able to say, okay, I'm mental health first aid trained, and somebody could come to me on board if they're not feeling well in themselves. And I think that was our main focus. Our hope was that if we can make this as standard as, you know, all of a sudden everybody needed to have floristry for the interior, or everybody all of a sudden needed to be a chamois technician, you know, or be able to list these things in their CVs. Our hope was, well, let's hope that people start coming into the industry and on that CV, they think, oh, great, they're mental health first aid trained. And that will help keep people as safe as possible and just bring mental health awareness into a bit more sharp focus when you're working hugely long hours. It's really easy to fall by the wayside until you're burnt out.
There really isn't anyone for them to go to. If you're working on land, there's human resources, or there's, yeah, you know, there's different things that you can go to access whatever help you need. But in yachting, there really isn't, because each yacht is its own industry.
Company.
Yeah. I think what happens is that through all the layers, nobody has taken on that responsibility. So if somebody's experiencing mental health issues, there's no one to go to. Do you think that this is something in the future that people may start to implement on board and make it a necessity to at least have one person who is trained in mental health to be on board every single vessel?
I would like, you know, that's the aim. That would be amazing. I mean, the thing with Seize the Mind, which we really wanted to make sure was very clear, was that it's yachting specific. And so the examples that you go through case studies on the course, and they've been signed off by Mental Health First Aid England, and they can be used and delivered anywhere in the world. And that's quite unique. So it's extremely focused on yachting and even yacht management as well. You know, we've been going into some yacht management companies and all of their shoreside staff have done the training. And so, okay, they might have a bit more awareness if someone picks up the phone to them. The hope is that that would become just part and parcel of every boat. We can try and keep banging on that door to make sure that happens. I'd love that to be the case. And then the other really crucial thing about it is the fact that that mental health first aider has somebody to go to themselves. Because if everybody's going to all of a sudden go to them with something, oof, you know, what happens to them? And so that's where kind of Seize the Mind tries to make sure that they're checking in on those individuals, or we can have the option of doing whole group trainings. And, you know, we've done that. We've gone onto a boat and trained everybody on board. And they can then go through that season with the awareness, okay, let's think about how we are with each other and what we're doing for ourselves and how we can stay healthy. And I think that's it, you know, and you get the best out of people when they're feeling at their best.
Yeah.
So if we can do it, you know, that's the dream. I did a lot of kind of campaigning for that in my policy job, and there are the kind of murmurings of being able to approach higher level, you know, legislations in the conventions to try and make sure it's there. But equally, I think actually what's going to happen is businesses or the industry will hopefully close round and say, well, we're doing what's a standard, so now it's time to make sure it's in policy. And I think that's the way around it will happen, rather than say whenever the SDCW review is, which has been pushed back and pushed back and pushed back because of COVID, you know, it will take them years to implement that.
Yeah.
For the trickle down. So actually, you know, we need to act upwards. So that's the aim.
Who do you think should buy your book?
Anybody. Well, for starters, any yacht crew, particularly any green yacht crew. I think just having a bit more a context amongst your basic STCW certificate. I think anybody working on a boat, to be honest, with those levels of going to your bunk at the end of the day feeling absolutely exhausted and thinking, am I the only one? I mean, I know everyone else is exhausted, but are they feeling like this? You know, or are they, you know, am I, is it just me? You know, anybody, and even anybody on land really, that's woken up and thought, I can't do this anymore. I just can't do life anymore. And that was the point. I started writing the book for myself, and I realized by the time I finished writing, oh, I'm actually writing this for every person that just has given up. And there is a light at the end of the tunnel, but if you're in the kind of gloopy, awful, bottomless pit of depression, it is very hard to see that. And it's even harder to see that when you're at sea. So really, the story is for anybody. And I know that sounds, of course, that's the classic line anybody would say for their book. But, you know, anybody that's woken up and just thought, no, I can't do this today. Hopefully they'll get to the end of that book and think, ah, no, I'm not alone in this.
Well, and you know, from the bit that I've read so far, I think it is really important for those people that are entering the industry to see this.
You know, when they're in it, that there isn't an ability to then, you know, stand up or think, hang on a minute, if this was happening, you know, how many years ago was it when I started writing it? 8 years ago. Why is that still happening now? How, you know, I really would like it to be a seed of kind of discussion for, well, how are we going to make this industry the best industry to work in? Because it is a fabulous one, but sadly people crash and burn out of it. And then the next generation comes and they crash and burn out of it. And there's this cycle where actually people could create really amazing, long lasting careers if the cultures on board sustain that.
Where can they get your book?
Anywhere online. They can get it on Amazon if you want to give Jeff a dollar, but you know, it ships anywhere. Bookshop.org. I have all the links in the bio of my Instagram if people want to go there. And you can also go to the publisher Lemon Quartz, and it has on their website a list of everywhere that you can buy it around the globe.
Well, we're going to also include a link to Seize the Mind, just in case, you know, you're interested in being that one person on your boat, or perhaps getting the entire crew capable of recognizing the signs.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Melanie, I want to say thank you very much for your time.
No, thank you for having me. It's been a real pleasure for you to be able to speak to you and to be on your platform.
The book is called Behind Ocean Lines. If you are considering or are in the industry, or as she said, just anybody that is interested in either yachting or mental health, please do pick up a copy. And we'll provide a few of the links and, of course, her Instagram below this interview when it airs. The author is Melanie White. My name is Rhea Rao. I have been your host. We'll see you again next time.